Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 114 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Just want to start out this week by saying thanks so much for those of you who have already reached out about the 10-week mastermind that we're going to talk about, and we're going to teach you life coaching made simple. So if you've ever wanted to be a coach or a life coach, you've wanted to start a full-time business, or you've wanted to start a side hustle, or you're just more interested in learning about coaching, this is for you. So it's going to be 10 weeks. I'm going to take a small group, 15 people, 20 max, and we're going to have a great time. I'm going to teach you about coaching. I'm going to teach you about the business of coaching. Teach you about how to coach, how to get prospects, how to find clients, how to do consults, all of the things that you'll need that after those 10 weeks, you're going to be able to launch your own business. So reach out to me because it is going to be limited. I'm not going to take any more, no more than 20 for sure. So DM me on Instagram, or you can reach out on Twitter, or probably the quickest and easiest way is to just send me an email. That's drdarinwilson@gmail.com, D-R-D-A-R-I-N Wilson@gmail.com, and I will get right back to you, and we'll talk about all the details, and hopefully we'll get you as part of this first group. So I am really looking forward to it, and I know you will too, and it's going to be a great time for really a group of guys to get together and for me to be able to teach, but for you to be able to learn, and for you to be able to learn from a community and to grow in a community. You know, so many of us don't have that just communal space to where we have other guys that we can trust in, that we can believe in, that we can confide in if we need to. And I'm going to do some live coaching in there as well. So kind of let you experience what that one-on-one looks like when you go out to actually start coaching people on your own. So I think it'll be just a great experience. We're going to start after Labor Day. So you've got a couple weeks, but send me that email and we'll get moving, and we'll get you in the course. So this week, 8 mind shifts to help you live a more peaceful life. Don't we all want to live a more peaceful life? So I'm just going to give you 8. There are probably a lot more out there. But these 8 mind shifts that will help you live a more peaceful life. Number one, assume that people, and that includes all people, like your spouse, your kids, your friends, your coworkers, you know, your colleagues, all these people, assume people have good intentions. Wouldn't we all be better off if we assume that? I struggle with that sometimes, right? I hear somebody say something, I have this past programming going on. I'm already thinking that they are trying to either, kind of be a smart aleck or be passive aggressive or, you know, be difficult to me. And I don't assume the best. But when you assume the best, right, you are your best version of you because you're staying in the present and you're just listening to the words, right? You're not inferring what you think they mean. Because as we know, we can't read other people's minds. Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, sometimes it probably wouldn't be. But if you were a mind reader, I used to say growing up, I'm not a member of the MRA, the Mind Readers Association, right? I can't read your mind. And you can't read other people's minds either. So you really have no idea what they, right, what their intention is or what they want to say. Just assume that their intention is good. Assume that they're well-intended in whatever that is. Because the only thing it's going to do if you go on and assume the worst is it's going to build what, right? You want to automatically become defensive. You're not building any sort of intimacy. You're not building any sort of rapport with the other person. And I would go on to argue and say that you're not truly living in the present. Because you're letting that past about that person or about you influence what's going on right now. So assume people have good intentions. Assume the best in others, right? And you can live a more peaceful life because then you just respond to what they say. You can ask for clarity. Hey, help me understand. Tell me where you're coming from. I'm sorry, I need more clarity, right? But assume they have good intentions. Number two, I've talked about this before on a podcast many moons ago. Avoid talking negatively to yourself. Avoid talking negatively to yourself. If you struggle with this, stop today. Stop saying, I can't. It's impossible. It won't work. It's never worked before. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I would do that. I'm doing the same old thing. I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid. Stop. Stop that. You're not. Start investing in yourself with your own language. Use positivity. Get yourself in a great state. At the very least, don't say anything. You know, I like to, when I'm working with clients, I like to think about this with my golf game. I've stopped saying if I hit a bad shot, you know, oh, what a terrible shot, you idiot. No, I'll sit there. Now, if I don't love the shot and I don't love the result, I'm not going to jump up and down and go, oh, yeah, I pushed that one a little bit and it missed the green. That's not what I'm going to do. But I'm going to look and I'm just going to assess and I'm going to think, okay, what happened there? What do I need to do? What do I need to do in the future? Right? How was my alignment? I'm going to go right to trying to think, okay, how can I improve? So the same thing about you each and every day. Talk to yourself in a way that is uplifting. Talk to yourself in a way that is positive. Talk to yourself in a way that helps you become that better version, that person that you want to be, right? There are things we say to ourselves that we would never say to anybody else. You know, you would never say it maybe to your mom. You would never say it to your daughter. You never say it to your son, but you say it to you. Don't do that. Okay, stop today. Stop using negative words to yourself. I love this one. Number three, celebrate more frequently. And on top of that, celebrate yourself more frequently. Celebrate the small wins. Celebrate the huge wins. Celebrate anything you can celebrate, right? Instead of just moving on to the next thing, and I used to be so guilty of this, and at times, I guess I still am, I would, you know, get something done and I would say, oh, we don't have time for that. Move on, right? Oh, yeah, somebody would compliment you. Yeah, thanks. That's great. But we move on. No, stop. Smell the roses. Think about, you know, what you've done and what you've done well. And if anything, with going through, you know, my wife's cancer journey, it's one of the things she has said over and over again. I want to celebrate everything. I want to celebrate every birthday. I want to celebrate every moment. It's like celebrating every time the sun comes up, even celebrating the rain. Right? Just celebrating because you get to, because you're still on this side of the dirt, right? You get two. So celebrate more frequently. Bring some more peace to your life. Number four, decide that you're going to achieve your goals. Just decide. You know, set a goal and just decide, hey, I am going to do this. Not that I have to, not that I should, but that I'm going to because I want to. So what are those goals out there that you've kind of set for yourself? What is that vision that you've set for your life? What is that thing that you know you want to do? And you just go on and say, I'm going to do it. That doesn't mean there might be some setbacks. It doesn't mean that you don't have to embrace some failure along the way. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. No, you don't have to be perfect. Just choose. Hey, I'm going to achieve this goal. And it may or may not fit in the time frame that I want it to. And that's okay too. That's okay too. But you're going to achieve it. If that time slot passes where you had kind of put it in your mind that it was going to happen, don't let that get you down. Just say, you know what? That's just another variable, just another piece of time. I am going to achieve this. Go on and set you another time if you want to. Or if not, just leave it open-ended. But just know that you're going to. It is going to happen. Decide that today. Number five, define failure as that you're failing just to take action, or you're failing while taking action, which is great too, right? You're going to actually take some action. And even if you fail, even if it doesn't work out the way you want it to, you are moving forward. We are not going to let failure, right? We're not going to let failure entrap us. We're not going to let it keep us where our brains tell us it wants us to. No, we're going to say, you know what? This is kind of a pause. We're taking some action. We're going to see, we're going to assess, and then we're going to move through it. So even if, right, even if you have something that you would say wasn't successful, that doesn't mean you stop. Doesn't mean that you take stock? Probably. Take some stock, make some adjustments, change some things if you want to, and then take more action. Don't get bogged down, and certainly don't let failure define you. Number six, I like this. Don't waste your energy on hate or things you can't control. Don't waste your energy on hate. So many of us have got so much just angst and hate in us that we're trying to fix somebody else that they do something that we don't like or that's wrong, and we just let it bog ourselves down. We try to fix somebody that we can't control. We spend so much time and energy on somebody or something that we can't control, and it just bogs us down. Does it bring us joy? Of course not. Does it bring us peace? Of course not. So don't even waste your energy on it. What are you giving life to today? What are you spending time hating, judging, worrying about, giving your power away to that you can't even control? What is that? Who is that? Why are you doing it? You want to find some more peace? Let people be people. Let your son be your son. Let your daughter be your daughter. Let your spouse be their spouse. You come along beside them. And you worry about you. And don't waste your energy on hate. And don't waste your energy on trying to control them. Number seven, this might be one of the hardest things for me, although eight's probably close that I've worked on too. I've gotten a lot better with eight, and we'll get there in a minute. But number seven, don't take yourself too seriously. Start to lighten up. It's been hard for me over my life. It's been hard just to lighten up. But the ability and the capacity to laugh at yourself, laugh at yourself through your mistakes, laugh at yourself with other people. Man, there's so much power there because you're not judging yourself and you're not judging others and you're not filled with anger and you're not filled with disappointment and you're not filled with perfectionism because you're allowed to just laugh. You see embarrassment for what it is. You know that it's just a passing moment. And you allow yourself to lighten up a little bit, to not take yourself too seriously, and just to be more playful, just to be able to laugh. That's so powerful. And that will help shift yourself to more peaceful life right there. Can you not take yourself so seriously this week? Can you lighten up? Can you laugh? Can you enjoy life? And then finally, number 8, don't try to win every argument. I'm pausing there for a minute, right? Don't try to win every argument. Some fights, they're not worth it. They're not worth fighting over. They're not worth fighting over how the toilet paper goes on the roll, or, you know, who puts the dishes out, or who washes the dishes, or who, you know, how you fill up your glass, or do you put ice in it or not, or whatever. There's some things not worth fighting over. So don't try to win. Just let them have it. Just let it go. It's fine, right? Some things you do want to win. Some things that I don't know that ever in an argument with your spouse, when it comes to winning and losing, that it's productive. But there are some things you want to stand for. I get that. But notice the small things. Notice the things that don't really matter. Is it big in the big scheme of things, or is it something that you could just kind of let it go? Does it really matter if you win? Does it really matter? Ask yourself that. Don't try to win every argument this week. All right, so 8 mind shifts for a more peaceful life. Assume the best in others. Assume they have good intentions. Avoid using negative words to yourself. Speak positivity into yourself. Celebrate more wins. Celebrate little things. Celebrate life. Decide that you are going to achieve your goals, right? Define failure, that you're taking action. You're failing through the action. And then decide what you want to do and where you want to go from there. Don't waste your energy on things you can't control. Don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh at yourself more. Be willing to laugh at yourself. And then finally, don't try to win every argument. Just let some things go. All right, that's what I have for you this week. Those 8 mind shifts. Think about those. Figure out the 1 or 2 that you really want to work on and help move yourself forward. I hope some of you will take me up on the offer. Reach out to me. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. We'll talk about the 10-week. If you want personal coaching, you reach out to me for that as well. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. Or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.